2I Exercises 1 and 3, page 28.
There's no culture that doesn't celebrate a wedding in some way. But countries and even regions have their own customs and traditions, which make some weddings really unique. I recently attended my cousin Nadine's wedding in New Orleans, Louisiana, one of the states in the south of the USA, and I saw a few customs there that were a first for me. You may know the tradition behind the wedding rhyme, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. It means that a bride should wear something from each part of the rhyme to bring the couple good luck. But at Nadine's wedding, I heard a fifth line at the end for the first time. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, and sixpence in her shoe. So my cousin actually got married with a silver sixpence coin in her shoe, which they say protects the bride from harm. Now, after the wedding ceremony, the newlyweds and guests obviously had to get to the wedding reception. Usually people drive and sometimes the couple may organize a coach. But in New Orleans, they do it in a New Orleans way. A marching band was waiting for us as we came out of the ceremony and they led us all the way to the place where the reception was, playing music all the way. It was such a fun twist on a part of the wedding day that's usually a bit stressful and tiring. At the reception, I witnessed another New Orleans wedding custom, the cake pull. What's that, I hear you ask? Let me tell you. When they make the wedding cake, different metal objects like a tiny boot or a tiny telephone are hidden in it, each tied to a ribbon. The bride and groom's close friends and family then each take the end of one ribbon and pull it out. The object that they get is meant to tell them something about their future. For example, the little boot means you'll travel soon, and the tiny telephone means good news is coming. I got a little key, meaning a wonderful opportunity is coming my way. I can't wait. I had an amazing time at the wedding, and the customs that the bride and groom followed made it so special and memorable. They also made the event feel part of the region it was taking place in. After all, nobody wants to go to a New Orleans wedding that hasn't got a New Orleans flavor, do they?